Chapter 7. Achieves. The truly great leader overcomes all difficulties, and campaigns and battles are nothing but a long series of difficulties to overcome. The lack of equipment, the lack of food, the lack of this or that are only excuses. The real leader displays his quality in his triumphs over adversity, however great it may be. General of the Army George C. Marshall, graduation address to the first Officer Candidate School class, 1941. Gets results. Gets results is the single achieves competency and relates to actions of leading to accomplish tasks and missions on time and to standard. Getting results requires the right integration of tasks, roles, resources, and priorities. Getting results focuses tasks, priorities, people, and other resources to achieve the desired outcomes. Leaders are ready to take action all the time to achieve outcomes and make necessary adjustments for success. Leaders also work to sustain or improve the organization's performance by assessing and giving feedback as they execute and make adjustments. Purpose. A leader's primary purpose is to accomplish the mission. Leadership builds and guides the effective organizations necessary to do so. Leaders require a focus on the future that views building and maintaining effective organizations as critical to mission accomplishment. Building effective Army organizations serves the larger purpose of mission accomplishment. Mission accomplishment takes priority over everything else, especially in combat, where their unit may be at risk of destruction. Achieves embraces all actions to accomplish tasks on time and to standard by providing direction, guidance, and priorities, assessing, adjusting, and continuing mission. Providing direction, guidance, and priorities. Many matters consume a leader's time and attention. Leaders have obligations that are far-ranging and at times are contradictory. Leaders make these challenges transparent to their subordinates whenever possible. Leaders are responsible to create conditions that enable subordinates to focus and accomplish critical tasks. They do this by minimizing distractions and prioritizing what they need to accomplish within the commander's intent. Leaders are responsible for anticipating the consequences of any action. Thorough planning is beneficial, but anticipating second and third order effects requires imagination, vision, and an appreciation of other people, talents, and organizations. When communicating the mission, leaders provide clear guidance so subordinates and others understand the mission and their commander's intent. Leaders ensure tasks are within the capabilities of the organization and do not detract from the ability to accomplish the mission. If leaders are unable to deconflict the friction between taskings, they should seek relief by approaching superiors with the impact on their critical task and possible alternative courses of action. All leaders understand that change is inevitable. Army leaders prepare their organizations to adapt. It does not matter if the unit is on block leave, in a garrison support cycle, or in the most intense firefight. Leaders focus their subordinates on what they need to do to accomplish the mission. This allows subordinates to know where to place effort or what not to do. Leaders monitor their subordinates to ensure they are handling the stress that a task or mission places on them. Even in the most mundane or dangerous situations, there are opportunities to restore or build morale. All leaders have a responsibility to ensure resources are available and used wisely. Managing resources requires different approaches and different skills. Resources can take the form of money, material, personnel, or time. Getting resources can be a relatively straightforward process, such as putting in an ammunition request through established support channels for an upcoming range. Other times, a leader may need to be more creative and resourceful in securing resources for a complex task. Ultimately, a leader must decide how to best allocate resources to accomplish the mission. Leaders need to deal openly and honestly with their allocation decisions and be prepared to handle reactions from those who feel the leader handled their requests unfairly or ineffectively. When teams stress over high workloads, leaders should intervene to prioritize tasks and mitigate the causes or symptoms of seemingly insurmountable workloads. As a preventive step, planning aids even distribution of tasks. Mission prioritization allows followers to know where to place effort or what to delay or suspend. Other measures require leaders to shield or protect subordinates from excessive taskings when possible and to ensure appropriate resources are available. A long-term measure is to develop individuals and train teams through cross-training to be capable of assuming high workload levels. Effective communications allows members to prepare themselves to handle greater levels of workload or handle the effects of stress that the workload places on them. Morale-building activities, wellness and resilience steps, and granting breaks from operational rigors when possible can also help address stress. Successful organizations have leaders who understand workload levels and are proactive in mitigating stress or stressors. Many leaders struggle with delegation, from the newly promoted to the most experienced who simply take on too much. Moving from an individual contributor to overseeing the efforts of others can be challenging. It requires leaders to spend their time differently and develop different skill sets. This includes balancing workloads and avoiding overtasking subordinates. Some leaders may experience the opposite situation by delegating too much. Some basic guidelines apply to all leaders. Delegating improperly or failing to delegate at all leads to organizational failure. A leader's role is to ensure the task is accomplished, not to complete the task personally. While completing daily, weekly, and monthly planning and reflection, leaders ask, "What am I doing that I should delegate? What do I delegate that I should not?" Leaders cannot develop subordinates without delegating to them. Leaders cannot adjust and expand their unit's capabilities without delegating. Assessing, adjusting, and continuing mission. The ability to assess a situation accurately and reliably against desired outcomes, establish values, and ethical standards is a key way for leaders to achieve consistent results and mission success. Assessment occurs continually during planning, preparation, and execution. It is not solely an after-the-fact evaluation. Accurate assessment requires instinct and intuition based on experience and learning. Accurate assessment requires reliable and valid information. Leaders take action based on their assessments to reset or keep tasks and missions on track. Leaders periodically assess individual and organizational weaknesses to prevent mishaps and mission failure. Accurate assessment is essential to developing subordinate leadership, training management, and initiating improvements. To accomplish missions consistently, leaders need to maintain motivation within the team. One of the best ways to do this is to recognize and reward good performance. Leaders who recognize individual and team accomplishments promote positive motivation and actions for the future. Recognizing individuals and teams in front of superiors and others gives those contributors an increased sense of worth. Leaders seek opportunities to recognize the performance of their subordinates. They do this by crediting their subordinates for the work they do. Sharing credit has enormous payoffs in terms of building trust and teams. Army members take advantage of opportunities and encourage ideas to improve the performance of themselves, subordinates, and their organizations. Leaders encourage a mindset that strives for increased effectiveness and efficiencies. Army members do the following to improve performance: ask questions about how to perform tasks better, anticipate the need for change and action, analyze tasks to determine better ways to achieve desired end states, identify ways to improve unit or organizational procedures, leverage technologies to improve effectiveness, demonstrate and encourage critical and creative thinking. Leaders need to encourage ideas for improvement. Leaders should guard against discouraging ideas and encourage subordinates to present new ideas. The concept of improvement applies equally to the organization as well as to the individual. These and similar phrases kill initiative and discourage others from implementing changes to improve the organization. We tried that before. There's no budget for that. You misunderstood my request. Don't rock the boat. We do not have time for that. This is the way we have always done it. That is not a priority.